was eating last night. Goodbye.
I tried to save him. I really did.
Yes, we did.
Leroy's a dumbass, though. Wait, no, that was Nick. Nick,
I hate you.
Nick kept shooting us in the back. I was like, really?
Well, he shot me in the head quite a few times.
He's an NPC. How? No, don't
get me. His aim should be perfect as an NPC. I mean, really perfect.
No, he was just horrible. He was all kinds of shooting us.
Well, for those of you who are wondering what we're talking about, we had an impromptu play date last night. We played some Left 4 Dead. Horace sat in with us and got to hear how potty mouth we are.
yes, slightly potty mouth.
We would apologize,
get
but you came in our game. I'm surprised a few more people didn't drop in. If it had been earlier or earlier in the weekend, we probably would have had quite a few more people drop in. Because I know a couple of people every time I'm playing something just feel like, I'm just going to come in and see what you're doing.
Oh, come on in. Come listen.
Yes, just be aware we're not as nice as we are here.
No.
You should be warned. Okay, it is not a good idea to put on oil on your skin before you do the show. I just want to let you guys know that out there. I won't explain any further. did you have a good weekend, Miss Ginger? I know you did. I was with you at least most of it.
Friday was awesome. Saturday was pretty awesome. Sunday night, flipping epic. So, yeah, I had a good weekend.
Yay!
Friday was just totally awesome.
Mm-hmm. I don't even... What happened Friday? I don't remember.
We were.
Oh, that's right. yeah.
Y'all party too if y'all were in Second Life.
They could. I would like to let it be known that my reputation as being called Electro Girl stands even firm after this weekend.
True story. Oh my God, woman.
I blew up my flat iron, y'all. Holding it in my hand. It shocked me.
Experiments on you or something.
If this keeps up, they're going to come get me. If I come up missing, y'all know where I am. I don't mind either. As long as they got games, they can keep me. You got games and internet connection at Xbox, PlayStation, all the consoles. I will stay. You are welcome to experiment. Put some money in account for my family. That's good. I'll do it. Well, I guess we should get to some news. Yay.
Yay.
Ginger, you stop it. That's you this time.
I don't
time.
Know what you're talking about. I didn't do nothing.
Between you and Horace this morning. Oh, God, I can't even hold my coffee. This stuff is supposed to soften your skin, not make it difficult to hold things. Anyway. Ginger, what you got on your plate this morning?
All right. Well, we all heard that the PSN network is back up.
Yay!
Yay! That's awesome. I'm sure you PSN fanatics are all kinds of through the roof. Mm. But this story kind of has to do with that, sort of. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com this morning. Amazon Web Services used in the Sony hacker attack.
What?
That's amusing. Mm-hmm. Amazon.com's web services were used by hackers in the April attack against Sony's online entertainment services, according to a Bloomberg report, citing a person with knowledge of the matter.
Ooh.
According to the report, hackers rented a server through Amazon's EC2 service and launched the attack from that location, according to Bloomberg's source. The source is obviously someone that either knows the hackers that rented the services or an Amazon insider, because he or she also said that the account had been shut down.
Oh, mm-hmm. Ooh, mm-hmm. You are so going down, people.
The development sheds light on how hackers used the so-called cloud to carry out the second biggest online theft of personal information to date. The incursion, which compromised the personal accounts of more than 100 million Sony customers, was a very planned, very professional, highly sophisticated criminal cyber attack, Sony says. Amazon spokesman Drew declined comment. Amazon didn't respond to a Bloomberg request to speak with Chief Executive Officer Jeff Bezos. Sony didn't have a lot to say about the story either. What they did say was, we are continuing to work with law enforcement in an oncoming investigation into the situation. This is coming from Patrick Sagal, a U.S. spokesman for Tokyo-based Sony. He goes on to say, as such, we will not comment further on this matter. E.J. Hilbert, president of the security company Online Intelligence, told Bloomberg that using a hijacked or rented server to launch attacks from is a typical tactic for sophisticated hackers.
And is also dumb.
Hilbert added that the FBI is likely to subpoena Amazon as part of its ongoing investigation. FBI Specialist Agent Daryl Foxworth from San Diego office said he couldn't comment, saying only that they are following up on each and every lead. Yeah, Anonymous, you're going down, dude. Just down. Y'all got stupid and sloppy and greedy and stupid again. Yes, and I called you stupid. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
It would help if I wasn't on mute when I was talking.
Yay, and I'm sorry if y'all hear me making weird noises. I've got a cough drop so that I'll stop coughing. Weather in Texas is, ugh.
Yes, honey. Hmm. Well, along those same lines, Kazuo Hirai announced over the weekend that the services were back up. We have added that to the breach feed if you want to check out the video that he posted up, and that's as far as I'm going to go with that one.
Yeah, I tried to watch that yesterday. No.
Well,
I got like 2 minutes into it, and I was like, this is a bad video.
What was bad about it, Ginger?
It was like sitting and watching, you know, a new hire video. That's exactly what it was like. You get a job, and you have to sit for the, like 16 umpteen hours watching these boring, horribly put together slideshow type videos. That was exactly how this thing was put together. It was bad. It was so horribly bad. I felt like I was being punished just to try to watch it.
I haven't watched it yet.
Don't do
it. It is up.
Also, thank you.
It's up on the site. That's as good as I got for you, people. I couldn't
really seem all that sorry.
You said he didn't seem sorry?
No. I mean, he was all, we're so sorry for the inconvenience that these people did to y'all. And he didn't seem like he was apologizing. I don't know. It was...
Oh, he's trying to be sassy is what you're saying.
I think so. It was kind of one of those snide apologies, you know, where you hurt somebody's feelings and you don't actually want to apologize, but you're supposed to say you're sorry. So you're like, oh, you know, I'm sorry if I did something.
Oh, that's not cute. Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
Well, lots of lovely news for you guys today. I am going to be posting up some Dead Island screens. You people seem to like when I do the Dead Island. Dead Island is, of course, the new game with zombies, the one that we like. That's supposed to be seamless, no loading. You just run around killing zombies.
No safe rooms? Because you know I kind of need my safe rooms.
You know, you said that, and I just remember, I just flashed back to, here's the safe room. Oh, no, it's something in there. Yeah.
It was supposed to be a safe room. It's not safe if there's something inside of it.
Yeah. I also encountered something last night. I've never seen this before. The walking witch, I've never seen her walk before. Every time I see her, she's sitting down. Y'all should warn me, because, you know, my people that I normally play Left 4 Dead.
I see her walking.
No, I never saw her walking in the first one. And she was walking last night, and I was rather disturbed to see that.
She wanted some ginger bad.
And she had her some ginger.
Like, get off me! Turn into me. All them big guys. Every last one of them.
I'll be making a t-shirt for you this week saying, my name is Ginger and I be tasty to zombies. There you go.
I know I be tasty, but get off me!
Yes, every time you said that last night, just die. Okay. Y'all are crazy out there. I have lost my story. That's why I'm kind of stalling. If you want to know the truth, I have lost, and I had a good one.
You had a good one?
I had a really good one. Let me backtrack a little bit, see if I can find it. Ah, there we are. Okay. Lovely people. I hate to hear this. Playdom. You guys know those guys. Playdom.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook games. Well, they paid $3 million in an FTC settlement over the acclaimed COPPA violations.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that Playdom was owned by Disney?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, they are a wholly owned social game development studio for Disney, and they've agreed to pay the FTC a settlement, again, totaling $3 million for its part in collecting the private information of underage customers. See, Sony was not the only one doing wrong. The settlement is related to games operated by Acclaim, which Playdom bought just last year. The FTC said that they violated the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, COPPA. The FTC claims that 403,000 children registered on Playdom's general audience sites between 2006 and 2010, with an additional 827,000 signing up for kid-friendly MMO Pony Stars, which I did tell y'all not to be playing that. Didn't I say not to play that? During the time period, a claim apparently illegally collected the email addresses of children and didn't provide the proper amount of parental controls. The FTC has said, let's be clear, whether you are a virtual world, a social network, or any other interactive site that appeals to kids, you owe it to the parents and their children to provide proper notice and get proper consent, said the FTC chairman, John Leibowitz, and this is in a statement he put out Friday. He said, it's the law, it's the right thing to do, and as today's settlement demonstrates, violating COPPA will not come cheap. And that comes to us from our friends over at GamesIndustry.biz. Somebody is actually commenting saying they believe in protecting child's privacy, but they never liked COPPA because it prevents collection of personal information, even when said information is used for legitimate purposes and not being sold to third parties. That's from, I'm not going to say your name. You can go over, and he has a comment up on Game Politics, but I disagree. I think you need COPPA because you can collect the information, but you should be asking the parents first. And there's no legitimate reason that you can come up with that says I can circumvent the parent. It's just that simple.
No, because in the end, it's the parent's decision what happens to their child, even if it is just their child's digital information.
It may seem harmless. You're just trying to find out how many little girls are actually playing Pony Stars. Still, that's information you don't need to have unless you ask their parents first.
Exactly.
So they did wrong, Playdom. I'm surprised at you and your Disney-owned company. Spank.
Shame on you.
Bad Playdom.
All right. Where's my story? She got me all kinds of flustered just then. All right, Shake Your Monster Maker. Gabriel's Ghostly Groove, a Monster Mix, now available on WiiWare.
I don't have a Monster Maker.
All right. Natsumi, a worldwide developer, has announced that Gabriel's Ghostly Groove Monster Mix is now available on WiiWare for 500 Wii points. The Groove, a horrific family-friendly series, will also be dancing onto the 3DS system this summer. There's trouble in Monsterville. Vlad the Vampire's loyal zombies have disappeared. Gabrielle and her monster friends will have to bust some serious moves on the dance floor in order to lure them back. Along the way, maybe they can uncover the identity of the mysterious creature that's terrorizing Monsterville. Hiro, I'm going to say your name wrong. I'm sorry, dude. Hiro Maekawa, president and CEO of Natsumi, says, Gabrielle's Ghostly Groove Monster Mix will have everyone in the room dancing and having a monstrously good time. And with the competitive multiplayer mode, up to 4 players can join in on the fun, too.
Fantastic.
Players will join Gabrielle and her monster friends as they dance along to a spectacular selection of songs. Using the Wii remote to track their motion, they'll shimmy, shake, and spin in time to the spectacular tunes. With multiplayer support for up to 4 players, everyone can get off the couch and terror up the dance floor. All right. So you want to see more about this, you want to check it out, you can visit Natsumi, NatsumiE.com.
All right.
Yay. It's for the Wii. And again, like I said, 500 Wii points. Not that much. It is too.
Okay. I am not even going to announce this. I'm going to skip this story because we're anti-sexism. Okay. So moving along.
Anti-sexism.
Let me just say, okay, I'll say this much because I'll bring it back around to us. Somebody's going to broadcast the Microsoft E3 briefing, but so will we. So, no big deal. Anyway, moving along. Oh, wow. Ubisoft is offering to pay $10,000 to develop as a development content prize. Ubisoft has partnered with gaming portal Kongregate, who's also partnered with GameStop. I don't know how that's going to work. They're going to offer a $10,000 first prize for a new game development contest to promote the release of the forthcoming Child of Eden. The game director, Tetsuya Mizoguchi, I'm sorry, got to work on my Japanese, he'll act as a judge in the experience. It's called Experience the Music Contest, with organizers challenging entrants to electrify that's not a good choice of words this morning. The Sense is by creating a game that synchronizes music and unique gameplay. As a spiritual sequel to Rez, Child of Eden is the latest in a long line of Mizuguchi titles, which prominently feature interactive soundtracks, including puzzle game Lumines. You guys remember that game? I know some people that were loving them some Lumines. Or Lumines, I call it Lumines. Space Channel and Space Channel 5. The grand prize is $10,000, with second place winning $3,000 and third place $2,000. Initial entries will be voted on by the congregate community and the top 25 entering a final round of judging overseen by Mizuguchi and GameSpot editor Ricardo Torres. Entries are also being accepted until June 21st, and there's further information available at the official website if you want to get you a piece of this $10,000 or all of it. You can go over to congregate.com/experience-the-music, and congregate is spelled with a K, KONGREGATE.com. And a lot of you should have been there. They had some really good games. They were one of the first few I saw able to have a really good working free games model. And we actually featured a couple of their games when we did Hollow Week last year, so if you're wanting to try some of those games out, there's a really good one. I don't think this is called hidden. What do you call it when you, it's not actually a hidden game, hidden object, but it's you have to find the object and then make it do something to trigger something else in the room to trick somebody to do it. I don't know what that's called.
I don't remember, but I do know what you're talking about.
I'll give it this name. We'll call them the Final Destination type game.
Okay.
And one of the part I could never get past, which was the first part, we have to figure out how to electrocute the guy so that you can break out of jail.
To figure out how to electrocute the guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you did. You had to knock over some water, and it had to spill by. So it was a whole thing. Yeah. Go check it out. It's up on our site. Just search for keyword Hello Week, and we had all those lovely games. But one of them came from Congregate. Really good games. If they haven't taken it down since they were bought by GameSpot, that is, or GameStop, or whoever, they're all the same.
Silly GameStop. How dare you?
Boo.
Boo. Seriously, boo, too. Grr.
Yeah.
I'm not too happy with you, GameStop, right now. All right. I guess it's my turn again.
Mm-hmm.
Find your alter ego next Friday, the 20th of May, 2011. Alter ego for the PC, shipped to retail stores in UK, Nordic, Benelux, and other territories. Today, Iceberg Interactive announces that the dark and gruesome point-and-click PC adventure Alter Ego has been shipped to major retail stores in the UK and Ireland. UK, Ireland, Scandinavia, Benelux, Greece, Australia, New Zealand, and various other overseas territories, where its retail box will be available at the end of the week. The dark storyline of Alter Ego begins as a strange aristocrat dies and his body goes missing. Well, then how do you know he died? Okay, a series of murders shake a small town. Rumors of a supernatural monster abound, and this latest atrocity has the entire town shaking in fear. The local police are beside themselves and have made no headway in solving the crimes. Detective Briscoe, a man of logic and principle, and Timothy Moore, a petty thief, become unlikely partners in solving the grisly murders. Alternating between the complete opposite roles of Detective Briscoe and Timothy Moore, players will investigate these strange events and gradually reveal a dark secret. After all, when evil has more than one face, you need more than one perspective. Alter Ego is Games for Windows certified and will be released this Friday, the 20th of May. Pre-orders are available in the Iceberg web shop, iceberg-shop.com/alter-ego.html. with free shipping up until the release. Yay!
No, and you can't make me.
Okay, you're right.
Hmm.
I was going to say maybe I can, but no, you're pretty right. I can't make you. But you should, though.
No, and you can't make me.
You should.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Tinder, you're mean.
I am mean. Okay. Everybody keeps telling me that, and I'm like, I know.
You are not mean. I'm the mean one. You're I'm rubbing off some bad habits. Oh, Jesus. You guys with the Twitter.
Get her, Lord, get her.
Hey.
What?
Look, hey. Let's not get Corey. let's not say we did. All right. I am done with the both of you. All right, so moving along. We got some other interesting. Why do I play with these people? Gosh, you ever look at people and say, why do I associate with these people? All right, so I've got some good news in my my mailbox. Ginger, stop it. Stop it. You're being bad. Okay, so history.
No.
This is from our friends over at Slytherin / Matrix Games. They have something called History, Great Battles, Medieval. They're getting an update. Yay.
Yay.
The hailed mobile real-time strategy game has gotten even better. Slytherin and Matrix Games and Wardrum Studios are proud to release an update for History. And this is also a game for the Android. And all, of course, Tegra 2 compatible devices. I don't know what that is, but I think we should pay attention. If you know what it is, somebody let us know. The update is going to include several improvements and fixes, all stemming from the request of the community. They say, you spoke and we listened. So here's a brief, and I mean very brief, rundown of what's in the update. It adds an on-screen back button. Some models were having issues with the hardware back button. This is an option you can turn on from your options. Options, then game options menu. It also adds a high resolution mode. So if you've got one of them high res, newfangled cell phone dangly thingies, you like how I described that one, Ginger? This will run the game at the native resolution. You know you're muted, right? I know you're trying to talk. The resolution of your tablet.
Right, I'm like, yes.
Of course, this version will be a little bit slower if you change it to high res, but they say it lets you see the battle in all its glory if you prefer. If it defaults off, but you can turn it on from the options, game options. Again, same place. It also fixes a number of license issues. Oh, God, Twitter is going crazy this morning. It also fixes a number of license issues some of you are reporting. It improves loading time for movies, especially on the Zoom and more. And I'm trying not to choke. It's fun. Again, if you haven't tried History, Great Battles, Medieval, of course, is optimized for NVIDIA and Tegra T-based Android devices and is available on the Android market now. If you have an Android phone, you can, of course, get more information on History, Great Battles, Medieval from their official products page, and we will have a link up for you in about 20 to 30 seconds here.
Yay!
Don't panic.
Don't panic.
It sounds interesting. I like me some historical battles, I must say. Do you like historical battles?
No, not so much.
Well, not in let me put it this way. I like them when it's like a Medal of Honor. I like those.
No, right. That's not so bad.
Yeah, where I have a sniper rifle and it's like from 1929 and you had to see through the dusty scope and it's not right. I'm going to tell y'all the trick to the Medal of Honor one. If you just move off to the left, just a little bit to the left of their head, it's a headshot dead on every time. Yes, I'm a dangerous woman. Just a little to the left.
All right. My turn. Oh, I'm so sleepy today. Next, Flip expansion, Act 8. There we go. I can't count. Colosseum will launch in early June 2011. New PvE Colosseum, one brand new area with a new dungeon and camp to be discovered soon in Fly for Fun. Gala Networks Europe, one of the leading free-to-play games publishers and operator of the GPotato.eu portal, is delighted to announce that its MMORPG Flip will launch the next expansion, Act 8 Colosseum, in the beginning of June 2011 in German and French. The Flip story continues after the hate-corrupted cat god Murano was put out of his misery by the heroes of Madrigal in Act 7. Wow, people. During this time, the explorers and scientists discovered precious and ancient inscriptions and scrolls in the buried temple of Behemoth. One day, they were finally able to decrypt one of the older plates. It was a hint about a previously unknown fighting area, which was called Colosseum in the old days. It explained that it was a venue where heroes had to face inhuman challenges and battles. But the inscription also said that the gods themselves rewarded the true heroes with rare armor and prosperity. While searching for the Colosseum, the exploration team even discovered a new landmark, the Bahara Desert. But the chase to find the legendary battleground continues. Act 8 Colosseum will add a variety of new content, beginning with a brand new PvE fighting area, Colosseum, where players can become legends. Providing two different modes, easy or hard, players will have to defeat well-known and brand-new boss monsters from all across Madrigal to be rewarded with great armor and fashion sets as well as items. Usually can only be found in the shop. To To enter the Coliseum and face the challenges, players will have to be a group or guild of eight. More adventures and terrifying monsters will await high-level players in the Nubahara Desert and the Caligus Cave Dungeon. To be able to defeat those, players will have to become more powerful and level up first the raised level cap to XY. All right. Anyways, Swift Act 8 will also see an extended inventory, enchantment system, new quests for beginners, and many more enhancements. For more information, more information will be revealed in the next weeks, so stay tuned and visit the official Flyff website at flyff.gpotato.eu for any more details. Oh my god, I cannot talk. Can we go? No. Ugh, nap.
Did you say, can we go to break? Is that what you're about to say?
Break soon too, but no, I need a nap.
I am right there with you, sister. Right there with you.
Too many zombies. I was dreaming about zombies last night, too.
I did, too, and I was fighting them with lip gloss. Figure that one out.
Lip gloss?
Don't I? I don't know where the lip gloss came from. It might. It's a lip gloss cannon.
Oh, my God. I'm shooting lip gloss at you. All shiny.
Well, I do believe lip gloss is flammable, so that could work.
Well, I've never tried that.
Setting lip gloss. You know what? I'm worried about you. Okay. Okay, while the PSN network is popping up and down, SOE, not so lucky. So those of you who have been wanting to play your EverQuest, yeah, it's going to be a little bit longer. Game Politics is reporting that after several days of being offline, MMO company Sony Online Entertainment says that users wanting to play games like EverQuest 2, Free Realms, and DC Universe Online will have to wait a few more days. The company took down its various MMOs after it realized that it had suffered a security breach at around the same time the PlayStation Network was hacked into over 3 weeks ago. In the latest update to the official SOE site, the company also detailed what it will do to make up for all to make it up to all you players. SOE says it's likely to be a few more days, of course, before its online gaming services are restored following the recent security breach. And why are you repeating yourself, people? SOE said it's currently in the process of an extensive upgrade to its network to further protect users' information from future attacks, and that it's committed that it's committed to compensating its loyal player base. All impacted players will receive 30 days of game time added to the end of the current billing cycle, in addition to 1 day for each day the system is down. That's what I'm talking about. Several SOE games will feature a variety of in-game items and special events to welcome players back once the games resume. From the site, I'll tell you what a few of them are if you are one of those Sony fans. DC Universe Online is offering Batman and Two-Face-inspired masks and 30 marks of distinction. Free Realms is saying free daily items. You'll have 7 of them collect. Clone Wars Adventures, Count Dooku version 2 outfit. EverQuest, you're going to get a series of events, including double XP, double rare mob spawns, and double faction gains.
Ooh.
EQ2 and EQ2 Extended, a series of events, including a double XP, double guild XP, loot bonanza, and city festivals. Yes, Vanguard City of Heroes, a Saga of Heroes, I'm sorry. Ooh, glad. Wow. They're offering a series of double XP events. Not much going on there. Star Wars Galaxies. I thought they closed Star Wars Galaxies.
That's what I thought.
That's why I didn't bother looking for it. I actually like that one. They have a bounty hunter statue you're going to get, a miniature model of Boba Fett's ship, and the Slave One. Interesting. Magic the Gathering. You'll get 4 of each of these spells. Ivory Mask, Duress, and Angel Heart Vial, plus 500 station cash. Pax Nora, limited edition Carrionling. Welcome back, 5K Gold Award Tournament and 2 draft tournaments, plus 500 station cash. Awesome. SOE plans to give lifetime subscribers in-game currency, 20,000 coins for Free Realms, 7,500 galactic credits for Clone Wars Adventures, 10 marks of distinction for your DC Universe, and station access subscribers will receive 500 station cash in addition to subscription time, those previously mentioned items. You will also get access to identity theft protection, just like the PSN users. Awesome. Yay. They're saying it's going to be a complimentary enrollment in the Identity Theft Protection Program through DebEx, one of the industry's most reputable identity program protection firms. For station account holders who live outside the U.S., SOE will be offering similar programs if and as available you know, if it's available in your area, and they'll be providing details as they're confirmed for each other country or territory. So awesome.
That is awesome.
Yay. Go, guys, go. Awesome, awesome, awesome sauce.
Well, it's the least they could do once, you know, they kind of let the information out.
I wonder if that also pertains to, because I have an SOE account, but I don't really, you know, use it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure they picked up my information as well. And I think I had 2 or 3 SOE accounts. So I wonder if that applies to you, even if you haven't really been playing anything over there. We may try to find that out for you guys today and let you know if I can get an answer. I don't think I have a contact at SOE anymore. I think she moved somewhere else. I think actually she's over working on Eve. Let me find out.
Awesome.
We'll try anyway. Go, go, go. All
right, my turn. The latest offer from PageNet Company, a breathtaking game, The Night Flyer. The Night Flyer resembles in its ease of control and process dynamics a classic version of iconic helicopter game. However, The Night Flyer, being a modern game, has significantly expanded the possibilities of gameplay and presented a well-known principle in new original version. I don't know who wrote this, but seriously. The dynamic game with rich modern flash graphics makes you empathize with a bat setting off for a long journey. The bat has a lot of dangers waiting for it on its way, but it's confidently escapes them. So game features. Rich graphics and fascinating gameplay. Amazing music background creates unique atmosphere of adventure. Possibility to set your own records and compete with other players. Easiness of posting your game results to Twitter and Facebook. 10 unique levels differing in complexity won't let you get bored. The bat changes its appearance at every level. The game has a store where you can buy additional game bonuses, allowing you to improve your game results. On opening of all city locations, the player is in for a surprise, completely new, unexpected levels. All right, so this looks like some kind of flying game. If you're into that kind of thing, you can head over to thenightflyer.com.
All right.
I read the news stories, people. I don't make them up. But yeah, seriously.
I'm more shocked at other gossip that we'll talk about after the show. Anyway.
Ooh, gossip.
Mm-hmm.
I like this.
I said that with eyebrow raised.
Mm-hmm. I didn't do it. It was me.
No, you didn't do anything. Okay. I will share a story I am very, very excited about. This was a game I fell in love with back in the day because I love me some AI. I told y'all I will be the one to start the Matrix, and then I'm going to leave all y'all to, you know, fend for yourself. Anyway, remember a game called Creatures? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I muted myself. Yes.
Oh, favorite game. Well, guess what?
What?
It's coming back. This year, Big Ben Interactive, GameWare, and Fishing Cactus are reinvigorating the adorable Creatures game in 2011. And this was way before The Sims, let me just tell you. They were the forerunners. From 1996 to 2001, those lovely felines have entertained over 2 million of us on PC, PlayStation, and handheld formats. Many awards have been won and a major global game franchise established. 10 years on, Fishing Cactus, The Mons, Belgian-based developer Big Pen, the publisher, and GameWare, the IP rights owner, are all set to deliver a brand new game based on this incredible license. The approach will be to maintain the characteristics and integrity of the earlier games. The new opus will be free-to-play game and available on PC, Mac, and iOS platforms.
Ooh, we like free-to-play.
Damn straight. It's going to be on iPod, iPhone, and iPad, and I'm hoping they do an Android port. I don't have an Android phone yet, but I'm going to get one. A collector gift box full of surprises will also be created. Benoit Cleric, who's the head of software group over at Big Ten Interactive, says, "We're very pleased." He didn't say excited. He's already won me over. "I am proud to participate in the rebirth of such a precursor of video games history, a title which became mythical and has left its mark on many gamers. This new opus in free-to-play, or PC and iOS, keeps all mechanisms of its distinguished predecessors and will gather new genuine gaming principles, which will certainly seduce everyone." Oh, spoken like a true Frenchman. So if you weren't around when Creatures was the big thing, or you were not a gamer yet, or whatever is going on with you, Preachers models real biological systems inside your computer. They come complete with their own biochemistry, brains, digital DNA, and an environment in which to live. None of the behavior you see has been specifically programmed. That's what makes it so cool. The creatures make their own choices and learn from their mistakes. You guide them through their lives, helping them through the bad patches and enjoying the good times. And when they become adults, your creatures can mate, and their children will have their own unique genetic material. So the possibilities are boundless. And I'm telling you, you get attached to those little things. I had one that was obsessed with cheese. And he was so obsessed with cheese, he wouldn't even eat it. He would just stare at it, and he ended up dying. And I tried everything to snap him out of it. I slapped that, the hell out of that little thing. I moved the cheese. He would follow it, but he would not eat it. I put it in his hands. He'd put it down and stare at it. And I never had another one like him. So when they tell you they're unique, they are. I've had some that were super smart. I've had some that were in love with the Grendel, if any of you guys remember what the Grendel is. The Grendel was the bad thing in your game. You didn't want your creatures near the Grendel because they would catch things from him. But mine was in love with him. He would follow him around and kiss him. So, and get then bring the germs back to the other one and kill all of them. Then I have to start over. But excellent game if you never got to play it. There's some abandonware, I think, somewhere around the internet. It won't be abandonware for long after this comes out, so you better grab it quick. Grab it quick, people. But I'm so excited because before I loved The Sims, I loved this. I would play it for hours raising my little creature babies. They all look unique, too. They all have little body characteristics that are different, you know, from their parents once you made them.
Oh, that's cool.
Really interesting. If you like AI, you'll be a fan. If you're one of those people like, I don't want to watch.
I should check that out.
Yeah. You know, if you don't like the whole AI and seeing what happens when you mix this and that, because that's me. You know, chemistry class was, you know, blowing up stuff for me. So, yeah, I like that kind of stuff. I'm so excited.
Yay!
You are not excited. You're just faking, Ginger.
I'm trying.
You've been
so
eaten by zombies. It's okay. The zombies got you. I understand. Mm-hmm. Ginger did not get out alive.
No, Ginger... Several times, Ginger did not get out alive.
Wait a minute. You know what? Before we continue with the news, I do have to say this. Cover your ears if you're in one of those not for safe for workplaces. But Ginger has officially, I said this last night, officially earned badass bitch status after last night. Our entire team was dead except for Ginger, and she saved all of us in Left 4 Dead. Y'all know how impossible that is. She survived. She had the part where you're having the Coke and you're carrying it over to the guy in the room. And she fended off the zombies, got the Coke to the guy, and then came and rescued the other three of us. And then
I don't know how I did that. I couldn't see shit. All I could... Sorry. I didn't see anything. All I could see were zombies everywhere.
She did it. I was like, go, Jinty, you can do it.
And I was down to the two handguns.
The bar was red. It was just a sliver. She made it. So let us all raise our hands, our controllers, in homage to Ginger, who's earned official badass. Awesome. You are now part of my mythos. I also say this, call one of the frag dolls badass bitch status. That would be Brooklyn. And if you don't know who Brooklyn is, guys, it's the one y'all like with the long legs. Brooklyn, I saw take down a room of 12 guys with just a pistol in Ghost Recon. And that is not a myth. I'm not starting a story. I saw her do it in a room full of guys. They all said, get the girl, and the girl ate their asses up. Anyway, so you're up on that list with Brooklyn. You're in good company. So
yay!
That was awesome. Okay, we got 5 minutes more of news. Whose turn is it? Is it mine?
It's my turn. Oh, yeah. It's my turn.
That girl's turn. It's that girl.
It's that girl. All right. Agorist, Generations of War, Zero Collectors Edition announced. All right. So they say here at Ghostlight, we're delighted to make one of our most eagerly awaited announcements with news of just what goodies will be finding their way into our Agorist Generations of War Zero PS3 Collectors Edition boxes. All right, so exactly what goodies are they going to shove in those boxes? A Blu-ray PS3 game, including manual and double-sided inlay. Are you okay with that, Corey?
I got to get my mind out of the gutter, really. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
A3 double-sided poster showing on one side the concept drawing of the image used on the inlay and on the other the finished colored artwork. Agorist, GOWZ's official soundtrack CD and jewel case with inlay, 3 highly collectible 3-day lenticular art cards,
all packaged in a special collector's edition box with a flyer. In addition to all of this, anyone who pre-orders through the Ghostlight web store will receive an awesome, exclusively designed Black Agarest t-shirt. All right, so for those of you who are going to be playing Agarest and you want to get in on this,
I do.
It does look like it's for them UK folks. Ghostlight.uk.com is the website. Or you can head over to GameMatrix.com. I uploaded pictures of the collector's pack. It's very cool looking.
That's actually Agarest War. Actually, a very good game. It is on PlayStation.
Is it?
We had a review copy. I don't know what happened. I couldn't.
Oh, girl, I got to tell you what was said to me yesterday. I have to wait till I have the show. I got to tell you. Yes, but remind me of that.
Who we need to cut?
I'll tell you about it after the show.
Pause. You were about to be called out, whoever it is.
And they know who they were.
You were about to be called out. All right. Well, more security breach news. No, it's not Sony this time.
Not?
Yeah, this actually was late in the day last week. Square Enix is confirming there was a security breach at Eidos Montreal's website. What day was the 13th anyway? Let me look at my calendar.
That was Friday.
It was Friday. Yeah, Friday. Oh, that's right, Friday 13th. Well, so, of course, you didn't hear this from us Friday because we were done by the time this came out. Square Enix revealed that Eidos Montreal website was indeed compromised on Wednesday. Up to 25,000 email addresses and 350 resumes may have been compromised. I think we did tell you something about this. I just can't remember if we told you the whole story. They're saying that the email addresses may have been stolen. No other personal information was connected. Yeah, we did tell you about this. I thought there was an update. Here's what they sent us, but this is the same thing they told us before. So anyway, if you got a I will tell you this much. The email addresses were from the Deus Ex website. It was hacked from there, so if you've been over visiting the site waiting for the game to come out, that's where they got the information. That means we're actually safe this once, because I hadn't signed up yet, although I am a fan of Deus Ex. So.
It wasn't us this time, huh?
They didn't get me this time. They got me over at Sony pretty good. So.
You know, that's bad when we have to say this time.
It is.
You didn't get us this time, Nina, 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 Nina.
Well, I will tell you this. It is time for us to take a break, but after... if Ginger may allow me, because that was such a short story. There is an expert saying that PlayStation Network should stay offline, and we'll tell you about that when we come back. Why when we come back? So, I am.
So, what we have here.
I think I'm right now, I'm turning into a zombie, so my brain functions are just shutting down.
No, it's Monday, and we're both so tired, and the caffeine is not kicking in. It's not kicking in.
Yes, it's Left 4 Dead Monday. We've been Left 4 Dead.
I tell you, after this, girl, I'm going to take a blanket, I'm going to go lay out in the sun and kill the zombies. But they may know.
That's how they're going to get you right there. They're going to bite you on the leg like...
Probably. That'd be my luck.
All right, guys. Remember, you can find them and other news on our website, www.com. www.com. Much to get you. Thanks. We'll see you guys after the break. Versus is our non-streaming portion. We'll have to download your time.
And we've got some good news. You know you want to download.
Okay. A little bit of the Left 4 Dead grounds for divorce.
song is so hot.
I know. I put that on my Zoom working out. Oh my God. I'm over here dancing now. I need to stop. Okay, welcome back.
I got a little head bob thing going on. Not all I have energy for.
Right? Okay, how about there are blisters forming on my hands?
From playing.
No, from the shop.
Ooh, not good, not good.
I am amazed at this. I've never, I shock other people all the time when I touch them. Seriously, I do. No joke. People don't want to stand next to me. They want me to touch them.
I'm wearing rubber when I meet you.
Yeah. But I have never actually been shocked. And I told you I had char marks on my hand. That was like the weirdest thing I've ever seen. And I really think it's affected my thinking. Something is not right with me. I'm just not. Whew. Anyway. So we are back after our short break. I hope you enjoyed that little stint with that song. I love that song.
I mean, that song is hot.
Deeply, deeply adore that song.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Twitter back again. Good Lord. Ginger May.
Yes, Miss Corey.
Bad. Well, I'm over at computerandvideogames.com. One of our newest buddies. Hello, guys. How you doing out there? How you doing over there? Dad spoke to an expert.
An expert?
Yes, who said that he believes that Sony, the PlayStation Network, should be kept offline. He's saying it should be kept offline until the governments are satisfied that the system now adequately protects customer privacy, and that's actually from an Australian security expert, not here in the U.S. Queensland University technology professor Bill Caeli points to the Japanese government's blocking of PSN's long-awaited return, warning that other countries shouldn't allow the service reboot until they can independently verify security. He said, why is it that in the IT industry, enterprises certify themselves? And he's right. He's right. He said, adding that the general public has no way of accessing the assurances given by the owners of the systems themselves. Ooh, he's got a very good point. Yesterday, SCEE finally confirmed, of course, that PSN has started coming back online in Europe and, of course, over here as well after 3 weeks of online gaming that have been blacked out on the PS3. In Sony's home country of Japan, however, the government has halted the restart until Sony provides further information on what measures it's taken to improve security. They're saying that we met with Sony on the 6th and the 13th and basically want two things from them. This is from Katsugi Nobutani, who's a director of media and content industry department at the Ministry of Economy, Trade, and Industry. The first is preventative measures. As of May 13th, Sony was incomplete in exercising measures they said they will do on May 1st, at the May 1st press conference. So I have to say I agree.
Really?
A lot of people are saying, you know, they're happy to have it back online, but he's right. I mean, they're saying that they're offering you all this protection. Oh, we've got you covered for the, you know, if somebody steals your identity, but how do you access that? Are they going to send out packets to all the users so that we know how to, you know, pursue this if we are thefted? And I'm very leery of this because I keep telling you guys I got thefted and it wasn't anything to do with the game other than I was at E3. So I'm all for what they're saying. I think they shouldn't certify themselves, and we do need to be able to see what it is that they've done. We have no idea if they've done actually what they said they've done. For all we know, they could say we did this and they put it back online. How do we know? I'm not saying they would.
That's true. I guess my main worry is that with allowing each and every country to say, you know, all right, yes, we will allow this or no, we won't allow this, is that what if each and every country has their own demands? Won't that tie up Sony?
Well, I don't say demand. I just want to know, like he's saying, you said you did this. I want proof that you've done it. I need the proof before you put it back online. Some people are still not grasping the concept or how serious it was that your information was stolen. I know some of you are like, well, it's a fake email. Well, those of us who are a little bit more internet adept know that even with a fake email, you can be found. There's pretty much no way to leave an untraceable trail on the internet. That's why they're now starting to find out who actually hacked the services. You can be found if somebody really wants your information. They can find out where you live. I mean, It's just
you mean the internet isn't anonymous?
No, some people think it is. You're not anonymous, not ever. It's harder to get your information from certain places, but, you know, again, a determined...
It's not impossible.
Not impossible, never is. So I would like proof, and I would like my little packet that says if somebody, you know, over somewhere decides again to use my my information to go...
Baby, y'all better not be stealing her information. I will come cut you.
Girl, somebody was... I'm going to tell you what saved me from actually getting into major, major trouble is that the person who stole my information was shopping at the same time I was, over 400 miles away from me.
Wow.
That's why they believe me. I said, there is no way I could travel 400 miles in the space of minutes unless I was, you know, Nightcrawler from the X-Men. I know I don't have them kind of powers. So
tell me you totally used that line, too.
I did.
Hot.
So they were like, you're right. We'll put the money back. Damn straight you will.
That is awesome. All right. So I guess it's my go this time.
Yeah.
Zombie Farm, because we're all about zombies over here at Gaming Atrix. Zombie Farm comes to life on iPad with Universal Update. The PlayForge brings its flagship franchise with 15 million iOS downloads to Apple iPad tablet. The PlayForge today unveiled the highly anticipated iPad version of their playfully addictive iOS game, Zombie Farm. Zombie Farm is one of the highest grossing iOS games of all time, and the universal version of the freemium hit will be offered to millions of players on iPhone and iPod Touch. With the release of Zombie Farm for iPad, hordes of lovable homegrown zombies can roam further with the new tablet-optimized graphics and a slew of new items. All right, so what exactly is included? A universal app. The same app works on any iOS device. Simply log in with your Game Center account on iPad, and you're farming zombies right where you left off. And you are farming zombies right where you left off. Oh, good Lord, I can't read today. High-resolution display. See your entire zombie farm on the iPad's 1024 by 768 display. Customized iPad UI, new enhanced UI elements for the iPad, and all-new system to facilitate easy account switching. More control over alerts, harvest and invasion alerts, plus wither warning alerts give you more control of your zombie farming. All right, Vince McDonald, creator of Zombie Farm, says, ever since Apple released the iPad, there's been an extremely high demand for our players to support from our players to support Zombie Farm on the platform. We've been working hard to implement the absolute best gameplay experience on iPad, and we will continue striving to deliver meaningful content across all iOS platforms. Zombie Farm is available for free on the iTunes App Store for iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch. So if you want to play, head over there and grab that. For more information about Zombie Farm, you can head over to zombiefarmgame.com. Yay!
Oh, I was like, what happened? I'm just talking. What happened? Why can't you hear me?
Girl, you know, I do it all the time. It's fun.
Okay. All right. I'm confuffled. Okay. I'm serious. I'm confuffled. Yeah, I love when the stories don't load the page. Yes. All right. So, Easy Interactive is announcing their Q2 game lineup for the UK. They said they have some Nintendo DS and Wii games on the horizon. Easy Interactive is, of course, located in the Netherlands, De Meeren. I love it. The distributor of what they call family-friendly video games, and they are announcing their titles such as Max and the Magic Marker, Mystery Tales 2, The Spirit Mask, and Hollywood Files, Deadly Intrigues. Max and the Magic Marker is a unique puzzle platformer. I'm not going to read you the entire things. Mystery Tales Time Travel was the original to Mystery Tales 2, or the original before, proved to be very popular among the casual gamers last year. So this quarter, of course, sees a return of Melee Signes in the hotly anticipated sequel. You have 30 levels to explore. Of course, you also have Hollywood Files Deadly Intrigues, which is a hidden object game that blends an intriguing storyline with an array of fun mini games, and that's going to be on the DS. I do not like hidden object games. I'm sorry. I have tried. Of course, these are due out second quarter of this year, so sometime during the summer. They also have some newly acquired titles for the Nintendo DS and Wii, which is Samantha Smith, I'm sorry, Samantha Swift and the Hidden Roses of Athena. You also have on the Wii is going to be where Max and the Magic Marker are. AZ Interactive said they'll continue to publish all of its quarter one releases alongside the range of new Nintendo DS and Wii titles this quarter. Independent retail distribution is open and via Advantage. So you can go and check them out. I'm trying to see if they have a website. EasyInteractive.com. Go and give them a look-see if you like those types of games. I'm just... Me and hidden object games, that's one I cannot get into. Some games I say, you know, I don't really like, but I'll play on occasion. I see.
Yeah.
Hidden object games, I run the other way. I just really can't do it. It do nothing for me. There is no excitement whatsoever.
I
get irritated, too, playing them. And it's not because I can't find it. It's like, can something happen? Can something jump out at me so I can run and then have to come back and, you know, find it? Something. I need some excitement. That's the same reason why I don't like, I never liked the Myst series either. I was never a fan of the Myst series.
Huh.
Did you like Myst?
No.
Well, we
I'm
got,
not commenting.
Yes. So we got one more, time for one more, I think, 3 minutes.
All right. 6 years and counting. MapleStory continues its sixth anniversary celebrations this week.
Yay.
And yay, MapleStory! In celebration of its 6 years of service in North America, Nexon's hit side-scrolling action MMO MapleStory has rolled out a series of anniversary-themed in-game events and prizes that will take place throughout the month of May. For the past 6 years, players have consistently enjoyed massive content additions, including new character classes, job roles, challenging zones, and sinister boss mobs. MapleStory recently surpassed the 8 million player mark in North America, adding to the more than 95 million players worldwide that are currently registered. MapleStory saw some of its drastic changes in the past year with the three-part Big Bang update, which completely revamped the game. Big Bang introduced a host of new features, including a higher graphical resolution that created a more visually alluring world, a complete user interface revamp, a neater and easier to navigate Maple World, rebalanced monsters, quests and zones, and the Resistance class, including the Mechanic, Battle Mage, and Wild Hunter. As a result of Big Bang, MapleStory broke its previous max concurrent user record when more than 136,000 players logged into the game at the same time. Kristen Cox, lead producer of MapleStory, says, "This year's anniversary is a memorable milestone that commemorates six solid years of exciting growth. We look forward to providing many more years of service and are eager to continue adding engaging content that our players will enjoy. To celebrate six momentous years of service, MapleStory is now hosting several anniversary events and giveaways, including the Cake vs. Pie 2 event that will start May 26th. Players across all worlds are also able to team up with their friends to participate in events like the Dual Road Balloon Hunt, where two groups of three, level 13 and above, team up to pop a special balloon that ultimately drops special in-game items once the balloon gauge has depleted. Maple World dwellers can also embark on the 6th anniversary Jigsaw Puzzle event, which invites players to seek out seven puzzle pieces awarded by completing specific in-game quests. Weapons, scrolls, pendants, accessories, and more are all up for grabs throughout this joyous Jubilation Gala event. To join in the celebration and see what events are going on, you can visit maplestory.nexon.net." So that's awesome. Way to go, MapleStory. 6 years. Wow.
I got to play that for a little bit, and it wouldn't run very well on my laptop, but it was actually fun for the 30 minutes I got to play. It is a free-to-play RPG.
Yeah. Checking out the screenshots.
It's decent. It's not, you know, for a free-to-play game, it's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. Let me see if I can pep Ginger up and send her off to do something really good.
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you.
Pac-Man,
baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. So from your big round bottom to the top of your bow. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you.
All right, guys, have a great rest of the day.
I'm in love you.
Stay away
from
electrical outlets.
To the top of your bow.
Baby,
I'm in love with you.
Yay, and I promise to be much more.
Baby, I'm in love with you.
Maybe there's something better.
When I first saw you eating those dots in that maze, I knew you were no ordinary yellow circle.
Baby, I'm in love with you.
Mean, colorful ghost, what kind of stock you? just keep on eating those dots, because you will always be Miss Pac-Man, and that is why I love you. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, and I love the honor On Wendy Williams this morning.
I hate that guy. Such a flippin' hypocrite.
All right, we're out of here. See you guys.
Later, guys.